Good morning, Your Honor. Morning, Justices. My name is Bill Chamberlain. I'm representing Mark Cruz and his appeal from the District Court of Long Beach County. This issue is an issue before the court is really, I think, quite simple. It comes down to his application to sell insurance to the insurance producer. And so question two, it comes down to whether his lack of listing, his disbarment, and his discipline that he received from the Office of Dispute Resolution. Question two on the application talks about administrative procedures. It's our position, obviously, under Murphy and under Morganson. Those two actions are in fact actions that are actually governed by this court, and therefore do not fall under the language of administrative proceedings, and therefore by saying no, Mr. Cruz did not necessarily
and
Well, yes, there's definitely a policy, obviously, despite some of the problems of complaints,
And that's not a judicial decision.
No, that would not be, no.
But it's not, that would begin if and only if a formal charge,
Right.
But everything before that,
It'd be administrative, because that's where I guess the question becomes. Is it administrative when it's controlled by the court? By the court, ultimately,
Well, it's that correct, if the committee on inquiry says no.
Well, the committee on inquiry, for example, if the committee on inquiry decided in Mr. Cruz's case that they were not going to proceed, Mr. Cruz would have never been disciplined, and if Mr. Cruz had never been disciplined, I don't think Mr. Cruz would have to. Yes, sorry, Involved is a defined term on the statute, but. Well, when I read the definition of involving involvement, Well, I think the purpose of the application is to give us an idea of the character and nature of the individual, what the life and what's going on. Well, I think that
That would be all set, all the way, all the means.
August 7th?
Yes.
I think the lowest one did that.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Mr. Smith, good morning.
May it please the court, this is James P. Smith, Assistant Attorney General, here on behalf of the Kelly Department of Insurance. The issue before the court is whether there is competent evidence that the appellant Cruz's answer to question 2 on his insurance agent's license application was incorrect or materially untrue, thus providing statutory authority for revoking his license. The Supreme Court indicated previously in that case that it would not be necessary to introduce the agency record as an exhibit in the district court. That covers the district court proceeding. It really doesn't address what happens once you get up to the Supreme Court, what the record is before the Supreme Court. The Maurer case at least would indicate in the way that the court proceeded was that it's not necessary to mark as an exhibit in record the practitioner made no objection. I would say that Maurer v. Weaver, the lack of objection would be a reasonable realization. Cruz's answer no was incorrect or materially untrue for two reasons. Clearly, he had been sanctioned as a parenting act mediator, which would be an administrative proceeding. Parenting act mediator sanctions are in Chapter 1, Article 7 of the Sports Rules, quote, administrative operations, specifically as you look at section 1-707 of this court's administrative operation model that provides for parent mediator sanctions. So as parent mediator sanction of a reprimanded 12-month probation, that clearly was an administrative proceeding.
It would be 1 hour, not hour.
Doesn't say that I would read that, but all the question was administrative proceeding. It didn't say administrative procedures. And it doesn't say administrative agency. That's true. It is simply the administrative. Yeah, it's an administrative proceeding. If you become a parent mediator, if you're sanctioned or you're disciplined, that would be by the Office of Dispute Resolution. So that's a matter of administrative process, of the Supreme Court. That clearly is an administrative proceeding. I would also say, as the court suggested in some of its questions, a more disciplined process has both administrative aspects and it has judicial aspects. The ultimate disbarment would be a judicial act, but the events leading up to that involve an administrative proceeding, and the question is simply involved as parties in an administrative proceeding. Even if you're not disbarred, you're going to be involved as a party in an administrative proceeding, which charges are made, if they're brought before the committee on inquiry, dismiss them, and say go ahead and proceed, but you need to be involved in, as a party in an administrative proceeding, and as the application finds it involved. It included being named as a party to an administrative proceeding, which is related to a professional or occupational license.
What is this professional or occupational license associated with
for mediation? You mean as a parent and a certificate, credential, the authority to act as a parenting mediator to be this court's rules contemplate you've got a specific authority to function in that role provided to meet the credentials under the court's rules and specifically provide for sanctions of that authority. That to me is up to the bells and whistles of an license authority to perform some type of function. Yes, it does. And when you look at the application, you've been convicted of crimes, had you had convictions against you for breach of fiduciary duty, acts of dishonesty, bankruptcy, and the totality of what the questions are asking is what involves in the general statutory scheme for licensing insurance producers, and that involves denying a license for persons who are untrustworthy. The application is covering all of those, what I would say, the issues of civil judgments, criminal judgments, bankruptcy, and someone who is not, I think this is what the court said, clearing up purposes of the law. The purposes of the law to carry it out are really trying to lead out people who are untrustworthy. Mr. Cruz to say that he was misled, he misunderstood, the district court rejected that, and frankly, the district court's findings in that regard would be binding. The district court, if I can find it, the district court rejected Mr. Cruz's claim that he had been misled by the question because of his training as a lawyer. The district court made that fact finding. He was not misled by the question in the context of the question.
Insurance related, family.
Yes, and yes.
And then when she had a new different argument, attorney gets appointed and parents and different things are not, and are not conceded.
Yes, the district court actually said that he failed to raise the issue, definitely raised an administrative proceeding in the agency hearing, thus the procedure defaulted to the district court. Need not decide that issue, but the district court did go on to say that his claim that he was misled was not credible, and she found that he had an ability on that issue, that was a lawyer. Has a finding, it is binding on this court. So to the extent you want to try to argue, I was misled, and raised that properly on the agency, and also the agency made a factual finding. Thank you. We would ask that this court should.
Thank you very much. Thank you. We have to have your
house. He is over.
He is over.